You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There was some big news for sci-fi fans this past week, especially if you're fans of this show. That is, of course, the theme from Doctor Who, the long-running British TV show. Jodie Whittaker will now be the first woman to play the Doctor. Yes, a female doctor is just one data point, but we're also seeing more diversity across the sci-fi and fantasy landscape, like Ava DuVernay's A Wrinkle in Time, Marvel's Black Panther. Sci-fi and fantasy have often been dominated by white men, so is this a real shift in the business of science fiction? Tananarive Due is a sci-fi novelist and writing teacher at Antioch University. We called her up to ask her that question.
I really do think it's a shift in the business. It won't be a straight line. There will still be movies that miscast and make mistakes and end up as hashtags that people boycott. But I think for the most part, there's a real growing awareness of groups who have been traditionally sidelined in books and film, you know, and that's changing.
Where is that coming from? Is it a bottom-up thing, you know, from fans, from people who go to conventions? Is it top-down from studios or publishing houses that realize they've ignored a section of the market?
My sense is definitely that it's bottom-up. There's some top-down, maybe in TV, where Nielsen ratings show that Black and Latino households are watching more TV. But what's happening, I think, is mostly bottom up, that we have the advent of social media, which cannot be overstated, you know, so it's no longer just a private conversation with you and your friends. It can become a national movement. And there's a lot of leadership emerging as well among artists like Ava DuVernay, you know, who is very much a leader in everything from women getting roles, women directing, and that incredible inclusivity she has in what I saw in the teaser trailer for A Wrinkle in Time.
Take me back to when you were starting out as a writer, because you have a tremendous body of work now, but what was it like trying to break through?
Well, I was very, very lucky that I started sending out my work in the wake of Terry McMillan. Where the publishing world woke up and said, oh, Black people read. So I would have probably had a tougher time breaking in to, say, speculative fiction, say, science fiction, fantasy, and horror of that era. But because Black writers were so hot during that time, commercial houses were publishing my work, which, you know, a lot of those were horror novels. So it was great.
When I was growing up, it felt like that was sold to white boys and that was the audience. How do we think we've seen the market shift? Or has it?
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about books, for example, which has become very female-driven in terms of the readers, or movies, where I still think there is that demographic, that target demographic. But also when you have a Jordan Peele come out with a movie like Get Out that blows away the box office, that really helps other creators get a little ammunition in the meeting, you know, because before you're trying to pitch it based on, I remember a long time ago, that one movie, whereas Get Out is a really fresh example and it made money. And that's what obviously executives care about. So yeah, publishers are going to more readily look at your work as something that will potentially make them money.
You also teach writers. What do you tell them about trying to get their ideas, you know, seen, read, heard?
Well, it's great to get your name out there. Social media is very helpful in terms of finding audience and building rapport with audience. But, you know, one of the things that even in these great times, I would say bounty and plenty, I tell all my writing students not to necessarily count on writing for a living. It's that uneasy relationship between art and commerce. And if you have a job that pays your bills and your free time can be all about your art, on no one else's schedule, where you don't have to bend it this way or that because, you know, you think maybe it'll be more marketable that way. Write your truth. And I really think in a lot of ways that's what brings writers the greatest success.
Tananarive Due, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.